the problem is David Ford dropped a bombshell on the Assembly late last night, handled this in a grossly insensitive manner. This is a badge, a uniform, a prison service that thousands of people have served in. Hundreds of them were injured by terrorists because of the job that they'd done, but 29 officers were murdered because they wore this uniform. And the handling of this by David Ford is totally inappropriate, and he needs to apologise for what he's done and take away any suggestion that the prison service will be considering this issue, and to hide this being an operational matter for the prison service, and he as minister isn't responsible for what they do in this particular issue, is running away and a dereliction of his duty as a minister. And he won't be able to duck the matter. He won't be able to go into hiding, which he's doing on this. He'll have to give an account for what he's doing.
So to be clear, it is a different discussion. You're not against the emblems going. You're against how David Ford has introduced it. Is that right?
No, no, I'm against the emblems going.
How can you be?
Well, there is no mandate or basis for this suggestion. The Anne Orr's report doesn't mention anywhere in her report or recommendation that the name of the prison service, the badge of the prison service, should be withdrawn or changed.
But the president,
David Ford is the minister that has made this an issue. It is he that is saying, I expect the prison service to consider this. Nobody else has done it. And David Ford needs to give an account for why he wants to strip the prison service of any references or association to Her Majesty's prison service or to the Crown on the back.
But the precedent has been set. The DUP went along and accepted the Royal Ulster Constabulary losing their uniform, losing their title. The precedent's been set. What's the difference?
We certainly did not. That was changed by the Belfast Agreement and those that supported the patent reform. The DUP did not. We would not have had we been the largest party, and we certainly will not be supporting any change to what David Ford is.
My point is this: that you have embraced the PSNI, you support the PSNI, you support the principle of the PSNI, you want nationalists to feel more part and embrace the PSNI, and that's where we are now at. Why can't it be the same for the prison service?
The prison service is about what happens within the prison, how prisoners are attempted to be rehabilitated to reduce reoffending, and we'll have our discussions and differences as to how that should be done. But David Ford has put centre stage of this reform programme an issue about the badge and what appears on the outside of prison walls. If this isn't such a big issue, why has David Ford then created this problem?
The Justice Minister refused to come onto this programme today. They've given us a statement as part of a fundamental end-to-end reform programme to modernise the Northern Ireland Prison Service. Everything it does, from structure, culture, to how it looks, operates, will come under consideration. No decisions have been made. Raymond McCartney, how important is it to you, from Sinn Féin? Morning to you, Raymond.
Good morning, Stephen.
Is it important to you? Is this something you'll fight for, to get rid of these emblems?
I think it's important that all of us have seen within the context of Anne Orr's report. I think that there's an acceptance. I think it's widely accepted that we need reform and change within our prison system. Anne Orr has laid a report in front of us, and that, if you like, is the pathway to progress. I said last night, and I said this morning earlier on an Orr radio programme, no, this should not be reduced to an issue that the only thing on the table is the issue around emblems.
Well, you can hear the DUP making it clear they are not going. These emblems are not going.
Well, the DUP and Paul has outlined his reasons for it, but I think what we have to do is we have to have a debate in and around about the type of change that's required. I think it's accepted that there are culture, there are customs and practices within the prison service that need to be changed. And I think what we have to do is we have to have this debate. We have to ensure that we don't lose focus on the challenge of change. I think we have to ensure that Anne Orr's report is rigorously now adhered
Paul
to.
Paul Kevin is making it clear that it's not in the report. None of this is in the report by changing emblems.
I think if you read the report, you know, and whereas it may not be itemised, I think we talk about the need for a cultural change, a need for a change of custom and practice.
Paul?
Well, the report's very specific about recommendations to introduce statutory time limits, and it is very clear on 40 recommendations what needs to happen. Not one of those recommendations relates to the title of the prison service or the emblems of the prison service.